The Rosh Hashanah of Mimachik, scraping, and the told of Mimareach, the idea of smoothing. So, first of the Torah in the Mishkan, Lamtes Malachas is brought down the Daf Ayin Gimel. Over there, Rashi says, what's Mimachik in the Mishkan? Mekaris Harai. We scrape off the ears, remove the ears from the Or. That means they need the Or in the Mishkan, they will take the ears off, and if you'll be able to Mishkamish with the leather over there. That's one case. Come on, the Gemara Daf Ayin Dalet brings down the second case of what Mimachik is. The Gemara discusses that Tolish as a Knaf, someone removes a feather from a bird, the Marta is Chai Mishum Mimachik. Someone who does an act of Mimarit is Chai Mishum Mimachik. What is that? Rashi explains. When you take the feather off the bird, the two sides of the feather, there's the soft side that adheres to it, and the hard side to it. Person cuts off one from another, makes it smooth, I guess, takes the soft part and puts it and uses it as Karavikeses. For pillows and blankets, yichai mitzad gedo or b'machek. That's the second case. That means whether you're cutting off the hairs because you want it for the ur, or whether you're cutting off the hairs because you want the hairs for the pillows and blankets, both of them we see is nichon negedo b'machek. As long as you're smoothing something out over here, that's nichon negedo b'machek. A third gemara to define it, the gemara of Ayin Hema Bey is being zan from Achal Bar Chanino, Ashof ben Amudim b'Shabbos chai b'shem b'machek. Someone smooths out Bein Amudim. What does that mean? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it means the karka itself, the ground you're smoothing out where you put the chalonis. Over there you're smoothing out. They put nichol in mamachik. Tosfos says it does not mean that. It means you put an or by the place where the omadil was. You put the skin over there. You're smoothing out the skin over there. That's nichol in the ghetto of mamachik. In the same sugya, the Gemara discusses a mesatis is evan. Someone chisels out the stone on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Yichai vas makir patish. For Tracius, Patish, what happens with Tamim Machik? He's smoothing it out. The Tracius already was smooth, already was squared, otherwise, also chiseling out a stone, also on Shabbos, Yichayim Tamim Machik. So, first, in these four different sugars, defining what the word Machik means, we see the idea it applies to all different materials, whether it's a case of skin, or feathers, or to ground, or to a stone. Different things over here that applies to Gedim and Machik. Again, that's the first the idea, the Makar for the Sugya, the Mishnah, it applies different materials. Now, the go to the Machik, the Loch Lamaisa, is not that simple because the Mishabu, at the end of Chelek Gimel, he says, where are all the Lamatash Malachas? He says, everyone has its own Simen, except in Machik, he writes, it's in Simen Shin Bey, it's in Simen Shin Chav Ches, Oy Kama Mekoimis. It's in numerous places, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's where it is. So try to understand how to apply practically Mimachik, we have to go through all these different sugyas and see how to give the klal nigdam what comes out from each sugya. So to understand, I'd like to go through the order in the Shulchan Aruch, how the Shulchan Aruch goes. First sugya to discuss Mimachik is a lot of diminishing bays in Sirches. There's a gemara daf kufim aleph that says that a person cannot mekari his shoes, cannot scratch out his shoes. The shell in the gemara is a daf for a new shoe, or a case even of an old shoe. A local mice, the Mechaber brings down whether it's an old shoe or a new shoe, it cannot be Megari, cannot scrape it. He's smoothing out the earth. Therefore, practically, if you have tit, you have mud on top of your shoes, it's raining outside, you have mud, you want to take off the tit, take off the mud, you have to go over to an area that's not sharp and push your shoe down, take off the mud. But if a place that is sharp, you have a bayab inside the isto, being curl of the earth, you're peeling off the skin over here, you're nichol the isto of a machik, smoothing something out. Now, this the Mechaber says it, looking at the Sugya Rashi very clear, the Issim in Tam HaMachek. The main question that our friend discussed is, what about our shoes today? Are our shoes the same thing like their shoes? Meaning, in their shoes, the Matthias was, it seems to be, that they had pegams, they had nicks inside the leather and the skin, and therefore when you smooth out, take off the mud, you're also being mistaken in the shoe. Masha Enkein says the Masham already, on the Mechaber, he said before, our shoes, he says again already 150 years ago, The leather is very thin, and you forget when you rub it out on a sharp place, you're only ruining the leather, you're not being mistaken in the leather. So why in the world should you be chayv b'tzad gigedim mamachik? Therefore he's been sad to be makel, but he ends up at Tzarechin. The same thing with Shlomo Zalman, he also discusses it in Shulchan Shlomo. He said, l'chor, b'zman hazeh, there is no tikkun, and therefore should not be nichol in this chumra over here, not be miskaven, but he also ends up at Tzarechin. Or Chashabbos, the same thing, he goes back and forth, he said, l'chor, there's no mamachik, there's no tikkun over here. Also ends up in Tzarechin. Meister, what?
Our shoes don't get better?
They don't. I don't see it getting better. Do you see anyone see it getting better? Pasha doesn't, and therefore, Allah Meister, the Oral Latin, says you can't be Michael. Of the Ashvitz Bhutan, where I have copy, says he asked him, he says, Echadami, our shoes are different. There's no Pekimus over here, there's no marks in the leather that he's smoothing out. Therefore, it should not be a problem. Atzad Ashlishi is the mice, the Shmir Shabbat Kulchosa, he brings it down. The Shmir Shabbat Kulchosa brings it down. Mamash Kidukunai, Mamash Aloko says, Shulchan Aruch, it says you cannot scrape your shoes on a sharp place. Simcha Bonim brings it down that way, Rav Ribia brings it down that way, and they leave it as is without exactly answering the Mitzvah. Only one safe I saw to a machbar that tries to answer back, the Minchas Ish. He quotes the Aruch Hashav and says the Mitzvah is not the way. He says, no. He says, over time, your shoes, the Maisel, get little cracks to it, they get some problems to it, and therefore, one time, even our shoes have a ticking to it. Which Ish, Lost and Harbe, is that shoe of Mitzvah? Very hard to understand why that's so. Circle safe. I don't, even over time, I don't see any gaining out of it when you want to rub it a hard place to smooth out the leather. Well, to take it even further, the Issa Dafka by leather. What about by our shoes that have rubber soles? Plastic, rubber. Are this, there can be nickel, this Issa over here. So again, come along with Shemir Shabbat Kulchase and says, the Issa of Shlomo Zalman, the Shlomo Zalman says, not to Michal between or between plastic. A gumi rubber, and therefore he's Machman both. Look at Shulchan Shlomo, the way the Vingnam of Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, not to Michalik, and both should be Mutter. Now, the Shlomo Zalman told him not to Michalik, but the Kor Api Svar Shmoy, just like or Api Cheshbin. There's no tikkum as man is there, should not be a problem. Who would him as man is there? Same thing again, if you rubble, should be the same idea over here. Maestro Olatian, the Shutasa says, or should be mutter, certainly says rubber should not be a problem. If Sharmi just wrote down the Chadusha Basra says, also rubber should not be a problem. So instead of this Sigish boy of smoothing out your shoes when you, again, you have mud upon it, you want to put on top a sharp area, the starkest swore to you, Michael. Again, the have there's a Shiloh, the Nimbus form being down with Central Glorach, Mamish Kilashaini. The second sugya in Geit HaMachik is what's brought down in Siman Shin Yudal and Sif Yudalif. The idea of Memareach. The idea of smoothing something. Now the words of the Gemara is that someone's a Mareach Retiel, someone smooths out a Retiel, is Chai V'Shim HaMachik. Now first, what does that mean, Memareach Retiel? What do the words mean? Some people are asking that. So Rashi says, Yamachik Tachbashit Al HaMachah. You smooth out the plaster of the Makah. Rashi says you smooth out the plaster, the Band-Aid itself. Rashi is not bringing down that one word about any mishka, any cream being there. Neither does Iran, not the Mugiyosi, not the Miri. And the Malachim today have a hard time. What is the is of smoothing out a plaster? The Maestro Mishibur and Simon Shinchov, hey, when he brings down this Indian, Shinchov Ches, sorry, he brings down from the Losh of the Rambam, Pirish Mishnai, that means Enechanami, that the Rati is a plaster and you put mishka on top of the plaster. We're discussing we have putting the ointment on top of this plaster and smearing it out, which is the pashtus. Someone has somehow put into the words of Rashi also. So again, we have this is over here, a smoothing out of Ritia, which again, the way the Mishmur brings down, meaning smoothing out ointment on top of a plaster, is nichel in the toldo of the idea of memachik. That means we have the Issa deraisa of memachik, and we have the toldo of deraisa called memareach. Now first, what is the difference between the av and the toldo?
What is the smoothing out
of plaster? What is the Issa of smoothing out a piece of taking your shirt and smoothing it out?
Plaster,
meaning a cloth, or tea, or...
You don't mean a cast.
Don't mean a cast, no. Plaster for... that's the Hebrew word, plaster, right? Fine, a band-aid. Smoothing out a band-aid, what's this over here? Now, there's an av and there's a toldo. What is the difference between the two? Different exercise among the Sfarim. One nusach to say over, the way how Rav Ribiat says over, is that the idea of memachik is something that you cannot mold the thing itself. That means you have the case of the floor, the karka, you're smoothing it out, you're just affecting the shape to it, but you're not molding the thing itself. You have ur, and you have skin, or you have the feathers on top of it. You take that off, and therefore you're smoothing out the area, but you're not molding the thing itself. Memareach is taking the thing itself, taking the ointment, and effect molding the thing itself. It's usually something that's soft, something you can mold itself, wax something you can mold itself, that's nichel negedah of memareach. I mean, the av is just smoothing it out and making that area be smooth without molding it. Or the words of the Simcha Bonim calls one scraping. You're scraping out the area to make, giving it a nice form. The other one is called smoothing, it's taking the thing itself and giving a form to it. That's memachek, that's memareach. Another way they want to say over is that same idea, a similar idea, is memareach is a case where you do to something else. You take this and smear it onto something else. It means you're putting a form of the vacher. Masha'enkein memachek is the thing itself you're doing it to. One different nusach, the is really what you're doing. To give a form to it, that's memareach. To make it nice and smooth, that's memachek. Now, this Indian or Memorer comes along the Loch and Simon Shinidalov and brings down the Mechaber. It says, Osalitin Shaiva or Shemin Ov. A person cannot place Shaiva, wax, or Shemin Ov on top of something. Why? This is Isovia Asr Machik Memorer. Now, the Issa Shaboy is better than smoothing out. Smoothing it, taking it, taking the ointment, and smoothing it on top of a Makom. Come along the Mechaber and says, the Nocha did, not only the Issa of smoothing it, the Issa of placing it. Putting it also on top of something. It's also the Makar that coming from the Sugya of Sharon Kiloyan, which we discussed already, that putting on this eye thing, the top of your eye, on Erev Shabbos, where the Mechaber says if it's a liquid, you have only a Bayah Mitzarya for. However, it's a case of over a thick, says the Rishon, we cannot do it on Shabbos, you can only do it Erev Shabbos, says the Rosh, why? You have Issa either Sikha Samonim, Mitzarya for, Mitzarya Gzer Shemi Imarech. I mean, just placing on an eye ointment, the top of your eye on Shabbos, as the Issa of Shemi Yimareh, you might come to Rabbi, but therefore come along the way, Issa of Rabbanon of placing an ointment on top of something. Agami Yinabi Mimareh, even though you're not smoothing it out. Therefore, in the Shwoman's down sign Ration Bay, sign Shin Yudalad, the Xer of Shemi Yimareh, that means the Issa of putting cream on is besides smoothing it, which can be a case of Dabon Direct, depending upon the consistency, the Sina itself is also. You cannot just put it on something, because you might lead to the act of Mimareh. I mean, putting a cream on top of something is it's in and of itself, and it's the Rabbanon. Again, the words of Mechaber very clear, Osalitin. Say over here, and again, the right situation of Beis, just place it on itself as Osir. Now, where is this Osir? The Mechaber says, and the price coming down, that the three levels of consistencies negate the in and of smearing something. There's something that a consistency can be a Raiso, something that consistency is the Rabbanon, something that's mortar. The case of the Raisa, the Mechaber says, Shaiva, wax. Wax is something very hard. You have to push it down to smear it out. That's it. That's the case of the Raisa. A case of the Rabbanon, the Gemara Kuf Mevov and Bey, is being done by Machlokes Rav and Shmuel by the case of Shemen, Rashi says Shemen Ov, we Paskin Lechumro like Rav, that's Osir. That's the case of the Rabbanon, the Maisa, it is it has some density to it. It is thick. But Maisa is something that easily gets smoothed out, and therefore it's a lighter consistency over here. This thing is the Rabbanon. And you have a liquid, that's a case that's mutter. The question over here is, when you have the Isser of a Dirabonon, of an Asino, just placing on, Laniach, just putting on, is that on only in the case of Shaiva, the Isser Deraiso? But the Isser Asino, even in the case of Dirabonon? Is the Isser Abonon, when the consistency is Dirabonon? That means, Shemin Ov, can you, is there an Isser Laniach, Shemim Reach, say no, it's mutter, the Gzeru Lagzeru. So first, come along the Lamentas Melachos. Rabbi Yassi wants a taina that the Chumah there's no makor to make this Chumah l'gzeir l'gzeiro, and he brings down a gan l'chad nishim to be saying there is an iser. He says doesn't sound why. And therefore, Shemati Shabbanim Mayim Lahatir. The whole Ma'aseh is mutter. There's no iser laniach on the Dinder Rabbanim. The Debatina says the same thing in Tshuva a couple of times. And the question they do point out to be the Mechaber itself. What does he say? He says Oslan Litan Shaiva or Shemin Ov. Shaiva is the Raiso, Shemin Ov is the Rabbanon. That means the Issa Nesina signed the Raiso and signed the Rabbanon. So the way the Debatina wants to answer, no, Shemin Ov by Chovas is the Miyuchud over there, we made Xeris, not all over the places. Only over here. Otherwise, we have no right to make Xeris, can't make him own Xeris, just don't see the Xeris anywhere, it's only over here. Maestro the Swarm, look at the grass over here, he brings down this Xeris aside by the case of Shemin Ov, aside by the case of Shuman and other cases. And the Pesukim did not go the way. Where can the Swam go? That once we have the Gzeiro, side by Shaiva, side by Shemin Ov, by Kilayron, the Issa Laniach, just putting it on, whether the Memareh will lead to a case of the Raisa or a case of the Rabbanon, the Issa is seen in and of itself. Simcha Bono, Rebibiyat, the Swam is Manzer, Archa Shabbos, others that come along, they will be marked with Issa is by all cases. Sorry, not Rebibiyat, sorry, no. Except for him and the Be'er Moshe. Now, the Maisa, since we have this Issa Nesino, what happens, Stam, we're not just putting it down on top of it, let's say you're squeezing it out from a tube. The squeezing from the tube itself, is that Mamachik? You're smoothing it, you're squeezing it, comes out from a shape from the tube. Is there an Issa Mamachik from the tube itself? So, speak out of the Achoinim, that the idea of Mamachik is because you want to give a Tzura to it. If you just, your whole tachlis is just to take it out, and there is no desire at all to give the smoothness to it, that's not mamachek. There's no seriousness to it, there's no tikkun to it, there's no chashivas to actually doing over here. And therefore, Sefer after Sefer says, using a tuba mice is not a problem, but some machik. Now, to dab it on, we'll have to get to Aslanich, the sister Abonim. After four, you can have to also answer. But a tuba itself squeezing, the Pesach can say, that's not nichol in the iso, but machik. There will be other problems, yes. No, you like, you're doing the kavanah for that reason? Yeah, if it doesn't come on, it'll be a problem, yes. Now, first, now, to get this Indian of, again, putting on these creams, it's very clear that three gedarim over here. Just to give the definition of these gedarim, we have a case of deraisa. Case of deraisa, it's such a shulamara, is either shaiva, zephes, or chaylev, that means either case of wax, or beeswax, or tar, those are the cases that are deraisa. Examples they apply practically. Lipstick on Shabbos, they taino, besides the iso of tzeveya, is the machik. You're smoothing it out. It's a solid thing that you're taking off. Chapstick.
How is it from part of that on your lips or part from the stick?
Coming off from the stick onto your lips.
I'm saying, but not the fact that you're smoothing out the shape on the stick.
We'll have to get that all.
That's like doing toothpaste.
No, here's a solid. No, there you have no desire. Here you're taking it.
You have no desire for the shape of this thing.
No, on the lips. You're smoothing on the lips. I'm smoothing on the lips. You take this hard thing, you're smoothing on the lips. Same thing as there's cost chapsticks. Same thing. They want to know, put it on. They say you have it's a mitzvah mamachik, and this is the rest of it's a hard thing over here. They discuss a deodorant stick. The stick over here. Yeah, chapsticks. Take off the rice. It's like shayva. They say the same thing they get to the deodorant stick. That also nechal get over the raisa. We'll get to each one. That's the first level, the raisa. What? We'll get to each one, step by step. That's first the level, the raisa. Neger to the rabbanon, case shulchan aruch, shem of chol yishav and shmuel, we pass the kormo, means something over here that's thick oil. Now what's thick oil? Some seem to be not that clear. They give different examples. Probably they seem to disagree with the examples they're giving. Example, what is the lacha of the desitim? Desitin seems to be a people when they have children get a rash. So one of the main things people put on the baby's backside or when it gets a rash in the diaper is desitin. Now desitin, what is that? That's a bon deraisa. It's thick, but it's not as thick as it's not solid. But it has thickness. It's easy to get smeared on. So the example that the Simcha Bonim says is rabbanon. He says desitin. I'm sorry, it's deraisa. He says desitin. Rubiat says that example drabbanon is desitin. They both gave examples, and the example desitin, one calls one drabbanon, one calls deraisa. So it seems to me that desitin is a good example where the cutoff line is. Like, some people told me the different desitins on the market. The tube has one consistency, the jar has another consistency, and the different ones there. Agam, they're not being mechalic, and they should know them. It's easier to say, one's calling all them drabbanon, one's calling them all them deraisa. Another thing, for example, is Vaseline. What's Vaseline? So my sister, see the Debatina, he writes, desitin, he says, that's the case of the raisa. But Vaseline, that's the case of the rabbanon.
Vaseline is thinner than
chapter? Vaseline, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, 100%.
You won't be able to make sticks.
So he says the reason why, he says Vaseline is different, yeah. The reason why Vaseline is different than desitin, he says, if you take Vaseline, put it upon you, he says, over time it'll dissolve by itself, it'll spread out by itself. Mashenki desitin. Last night, 1 o'clock in the morning, I put both of them in my hand, waited a half hour, neither one of the mice had dissolved. Neither one moved, not the Vaseline, not the desitin. So he said that's the Matthias. Again, they tell me also the Vaseline, the different ones on the market. So the books that give examples, is the example of not loud after fear, if you tell me the different ones on the market, and if they're serious, then they don't seem to really add up either the Matthias or the examples seem to be opposite from one from another. But there certainly is a level drop. One like the coil, which Yish Lodin, if that's Vaseline or desitin. But there's certainly not a case that's mutter. The case that's mutter is against any oil. Any liquid is nichol geir that pours out. That's the nichol geir that's mutter over here. Now, like this two other cases, they discuss KY jelly. What is that exactly? What level do you put it under? So I see the example that Ribiat says, that KY says, that's the example that's mutter. I don't understand why. He calls it KY jelly. It's a jelly betzim. L'chor shvi nichol together of shem and of. The Sefer Torah Chaim says, Yis v'zalm l'chem Goldberg. Of Orbach, of Zil Orbach, it's a mice, it's ulcer. Mice should be ulcer. But Berkus says always, whenever someone is in this question, he says, mice, there's liquid KY on the market right now. He always tells the person to buy the liquid one, to not get the solid one or the jelly one. Why get involved with the Shiloh, which you start clearing, is this Shemin Ov or something that's smoked over here?
They call the liquid one jelly also. There's
They told me, again, I don't know, they say that, a lot of people told me that on the market there's a regular liquid.
You're saying the fact that they call it jelly.
Oh, it's called jelly? It's called jelly?
They call it
KY
jelly,
the
liquid
also. It's called KY jelly. Okay, not sure why. Now, in the gate to a deodorant roll-on, they point out what the metzias is. The metzias is really a liquid. So therefore, the deodorant roll-on might not be a problem. That means really, there are three deodorants on the market. There's a roll-on, there's a stick, and the spray. Gel, right, gel. So negate the stick or the, which is the gel, or the stick itself has the same getter as also mamafik, let's say. Either one says, Rabbi Yehuda, mine says also. Fine, but both also. Negate the roll on, mice one say, it's mutter, except again, Val Shalom, Moyle, Rebek, and Tiasiris, Yishlotim. Bash the place, the one we make.
Gel, you said?
The gel is also. No, the roll on. The roll on is mutter.
The roll on is.
Mutter, except the question is, those want to be makmer at Molly Reich on the Cyrus of Debatino. I do not seem to follow the Debatino to be worried about that. There's a third type, the spray we discussed with the Sigur of Zayur, and the Mice, the Paiskim, Baker does not go like Ramon, they go like Mishrua, who has spray on Shabbos, should not be a problem. However, those want to be makmer with Ramon, do not use a spray on Shabbos. Boy, they point out that if you do use a spray, take off your undershirt, otherwise you have a baya of a sick ratio of melody reich on your undershirt. So, again, we said what? So go use a roll on.
It's more than liquid.
Than a spray. No, roll on is a liquid. Roll on is a ball that rolls on, is a liquid. There's a liquid inside, and there's a ball that rolls around it, that's a liquid. That roll on is a liquid. So the reason why the machlokes in the Gemara is Cyrus nichlan get a beggar. Machlokes the Gemara about them. The beggar the is machlokes. Now those want to either argue say machlokes some davon lekula different kind of mekel, or those want to say that no one has any interest of putting on the reich on the Cyrus, interest on the holes over there. Therefore we should not really worry about it. Therefore, the minigzam seem to be worried about that, at least for the Americans. Fine. The third sugya in the Gerit Mimachik is the Aloch and Simon Shinta Zayin. So, if you dial it, we have a Gemara Daktum called Alpha Bay discusses when if someone walks in the derech and sees an animal, wants to kill it, must see too many, or he sees roik on the ground, he wants to step upon it. The Gemara says, see roik, when you do, your derech will be too many. You step upon it, will be too many, making you believe they're not really stepping upon it. The Mike said, small term. So, we have derech will be too many by roik. We're mattering something. What is the issa that we're mattering? The Gemara is very clear that you can step upon your right with feet too much to matter something. What's the issa? So Rashi says two things brought down by the Torah. We have one problem with Tammimarech, that you're smoothing out the right. A second problem with an Ashre Gumois. You fill up the holes in the ground, and therefore you have a Bayam Tan and Sugya of Chayrish. Two separate Sugyas. We endorse the feet too much, the Mice and Smutter. Says the words of Machaber. The way he says it over is very important. He says the loch is loy shachet beraglav roik al gabe karko. Do not rub with your feet the roik on top of the ground. Why? Mishum mashve gumois. One reason, mashve gumois. However, mutla dois lefi tumoi. Why she ain't miskaven mitzam memarech and mashve gumois. He says if you rub it in, lemais it's oser. Why mashve gumois? Have you dois lefi tumoi? It's mutter because there are two things you're taking care of. Taking care of the problem of memarech. Taking care of the problem mashve gumois. So, Vekta Magavra Mishne Brua, why in the world is the Shafshet only one Isser of Lash Vegumois? The Shafshet Osas Mimarech. I mean, when you're Dosh Vitumay, you take care of two problems. So, that means when you mean Shafshet not being Dosh Vitumay, you have two problems also. The Shulchan Aruch, you only have one problem. When you rub it in, Lash Vegumois. What happened to the Isser of Mimarech? Of smoothing it out. So, it says the Magavra you say it over here. You want to tell you that something that is being belay inside the cargo that disappears is no issa of mimarech. It's being belay. It's not here. It's not smoothed out. You don't see anything over here. Being belay fully inside, not a problem. Mishabur being zan aloch lamaisa, being belay in the cargo is not a problem. If when you're being mishavshe, being belay in the cargo, the only thing left with it is ashvegumois. Don't be too much. Maisa is not being inside, belay inside the cargo. Still not being miskav and takes you two problems.
Why is right now consistent with that anyway?
They discuss it also.
And
you won't like the answers.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, it could be, but as far as your heart.
I mean, that's how it's kind of right.
Right now,
was it considered enough that Mimareach and Shabbat and Yisrael
affect? Well, it is a different consistency, that's for sure. A soap pours fully, this is the glob comes out. Roik is certainly worse than soap. There's no globs over here. Roik is, it sticks together. It'll easily pull apart, but it's a glob. Any soap is not a glob.
It doesn't shape the same way. Meaning?
So it's a glob. It certainly has more consistency. It certainly has more than regular water. That's clear. It doesn't pour. It plops. It doesn't pour. It plops. It doesn't. Yeah, get it. The way of being a liquid. It, what?
All of the Rubia's
cases. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people ask. They have to. The way the Orchid Shabbat wants to answer, you want to get mixed with the offer, therefore he has a consistency with it. Once it gets mixed inside, therefore that's why it's more.
Also, the thing that's going to get the sort of mother to hang
what?
Up
a, well, again, that's really true. So now we have Yosef and the Magaram. The Magaram comes along and says that something being belay inside the character of the mice is not a problem. If so, take any mishcha, any ointment, you want to put any cream on top of your body, you want to rub it inside, being belay inside your body, is that a problem? He comes along with Shlomo Zalman Orbach, numerous times in different places, he says, it's a Magaram, it's a Mishnah Berurah, says the mice is water. Why being blay inside your body? There's no issue of putting ointment top of your body. Rav Berkowitz says the mice, I'll be passionate, you should be able to make it. It's a Mishnah Berurah, it's a Magaram. The mice, the Shlomo do not seem to go this way. There are two reasons why. One, the El Rav himself argues on the Magaram. He points out, you forgot the Rishon of the Sugya. Look at Rashi, look at the Ran, look at the Torah, they say there's Issa Mimarech, even on the case of the Shavshay. They say it. Even though it's being malay, there's still Issa being Mimarech. Aleph. Second, Yesh L'chalik, even if you want to go like the Mishnah Berurah, the Magaram, the one time there's a difference over here, from Shabbos and others, that the case when you're putting the rock inside the ground, you do not want it at all. So it's disappearing over here. Masha'en, you know, here you're smearing it out, you want to go all over the place and make it inside your body, you bet them you want it. And you want it spread out all inside your body. It's a rut and smear it out and have it all being belay inside. Yesh L'chalik, however, it's different when Be'etim you don't want it. You're smoothing it out.
But me absorbing. What's the reason why absorbing is
mutter? It's mutter because there's nothing. They're actually doing it. No chashivas over here.
It's because of, so what's that
do? Here I'm smoothing it out to put inside my whole body.
Absorbing into the
ground. The idea is I don't. There's no active smearing out that
absorbing
chashivas.
It's not absorbing into the ground. It doesn't make a difference because you don't want that. Meaning, why you have to say that it gets absorbed into the ground? See that? It's the hope.
Because if I see the active merech, I see it. There it is. It's spread out.
You're saying the fact that's not nigger and tzibyon.
Yeah. That's what they want to say. You have no right more than what it says. But it says when you don't want it, and being inside, ma'aseh will be, that's the case when it's mutter. Otherwise, but as you want it, says numas archaim, you have no right, that's mutter. No right, that's mutter. L'ma'aseh, there is a marsham that brings down the Magaram, then the Al-Rabba, and he ends off, however, makam chaylish aim by sakana, it's samach the Magaram. And therefore, even by a mishcha, by ointment, you can't be Michael. When chesitzchak brings it down, says when the doctor says that's be belay inside, and you did not want it on top, the top you want it inside, the Eklami. Or Shabbos also being down, or Chalish Eimot is going to have Mekel. Other than Maiseh, Yishlo Fakwi, even upon that. So Maiseh comes along again, we have a halacha that to be belay in the character of Allah is mutter. Inside your body, there's Mavuch among the Achrenim, and numerous swarm do bring it down to Mitzarev, the Shita, to be Mekel, because the Maiseh Shlomo Zalman, Maiseh held it's mutter. Other say, the Cholopak by Chalish Eimot is certainly a tear for what to be Mekel.
The question is here, it has to be that you don't see it anymore, because it's so absorbed in your body.
Yes, that's what it sounds like. It's not there.
So
I'm not sure what that is. I'm not clear about that.
How long do you need? How long does it take?
You put it on. You take any moisturizer you're putting in, you put it on, and it's gone.
If you leave it, eventually it all gets absorbed.
So if the whole... No. Again, negate the shine, I'm not sure. But the cream that you want inside your body is being blessed, should be no problem. According to Shlomo Zalman.
Doesn't the Shmir Shabbos there bring this kasha from shining your shoes and say that you want it to be maverick there, so there it's not the same thing?
But then you want the maverick, but
right,
here...
you want the maverick, so when he's talking about there's a shine, you
loved up, you want it, what is that?
It's
there. Shiny. Yeah.
But it might be nicker, is the thing.
That's I'm not sure about. Is it getter wanting or a nicker?
So he broke with his family, buying those things, and he's going to be also
he himself holds that he wrote back, even though in the past he's been not too generously mekel, but pashas and smutter. A fourth sugya is a simon shin ches. It's brought down in the middle of the sugya of Bishol. When a person has a pot, when he wants to put a betzak door around it to seal it off so it gets cooked better. So it says the mechaber, what the loch is, So come on, Achronim, taking betzek and putting it on a pot on Shabbos, you have a bayah mitzah, you're smoothing something out. So how in the world are you putting this betzek, this dough on top of something? So come along, the Mishmur, Migdam, Afogis, Mokhavom, and Taz, what the Yisoid is. The Taz says, L'maisel, betzem is ulcer. Dough is something that you're smearing out, it's ulcer. Except here is different, because you're not being machmed to put on that well. You're not really doing a good job of smearing it out, just doing it quasi, and therefore it's a special case why it's mutter, otherwise it should be ulcer, putting on, smearing out dough. Mashenkin, the Mokhavom, come along and says, Maisel, dough does not have any consistency, it's very soft dough. And therefore, it's not a bar maruach, and therefore, there's no iser on dough to smearing it out. The way they explain is when you take dough, you make something, you push together, very easily comes back to itself. Chiddush the Maharam, figure the person does not seem to go this way. They seem to bring down the taz that the dough is a bar maruach. The case of this cause is another type of dough called play dough. Is that nichol in this shiloh negates the Maharam and the taz? So, maisa, come on, all the strong maisa are machmer, the play dough. They have an iser besides from maybe crazy of a boyno, they have bayah mitzvah memachek, you smooth things out. The taina is silly, it's more, much harder than your dough that you're making. You won't even have the head to the Maharam that says it's soft, it'll go back by itself. Play-Doh is really a hard dough here, and therefore to use it on Shabbat, avada yo'iver and iser mitzvah memachek. The fifth sugya is the Ramah, the end of Simon Shin Chof Aleph, the iser of bimarech ba'eichlin. Now, by Eichel itself, there are really four things you can do with Eichel, the four different levels over here. There's a case over here, says the Bialoch, when you want to take Eichel and you're not using it, it's not eating it, not mitzad Eichel. So the Bialoch, for example, you take Shimon or Chelev, you put it around the Chavis. That's Aloch of Simon Shin Yudalad. And that Aloch says the El Rabbi, or even Issa the Reifel. So taking food and not using it for food, a Vadi cannot have a heter of Ein Memarech or Eichel. Even the way Pshama Zaman brings down, a person wants to put on a burn. People like putting on a margarine, they put on butter. Or a person on the lips wants to put a margarine or butter. Do that on Shabbos, you have no heter. Don't tell me, Ein Memarech Ba'eichlin. There's no such heter, because you're not using it as a derech of Eichel, and therefore the it's also an Issa Dereisa. That's the first level. Again, the food not being used as food. The second level is when a person is using it for food, except it cannot be eaten unless you smooth it out. That means the Holy Spirit speaks out to the Mishnah Berurah. Why the Ma'aseh is Ein Memachek Ba'eichlin or Merech Ba'eichlin? Why? Because La Midik Ovi, not doing anything. There's no tikkun over here. Let's say in this case there is a tikkun. What you're doing over here has a need to it. Why says the Mishnah Berurah? The Loch is Ein Even Ba'eichlin. Yet there's an Even Ba'eichlin when it's drop. It's drop on over here. So why is there between a case of Memachek and Even Ba'eichlin? Says Mishnah Berurah Chanami. When there's a tikkun going on over here, you're being sacking something. You're even it's drop on. Let's say you have food and you want to stock the food in order to serve it, in order to eat it. Chew its food and there should be Ein Memachek Ba'eichlin. That's the right, so the Rabbon is Issa Memachek Ba'eichlin. Two examples they discuss. One is the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings it down. He wants Taino Zekanim. They have a hard time eating and the only way to go do it is to smooth it out. He said, Nichol the Issa over here, Memachek. It's the Rabbon. Which then I have a little bit of a hard time. If so, bananas for a child, you're taking your mash and you smooth it down. Is that also why it's not the Issa Memachek to Rabbanon? Unless Elamai, you want to tell me you don't care about having it smooth, this type of consistent, having it smooth, so why is the kingdom also? No, so don't give him bananas. Just need bananas. So if he says that his example is the kingdom, which I'm not sure the Matthias, because the Matthias should be the same thing like kids. I never heard anyone ask you can't mash down a banana. Another example that Laharis Nelson discusses when someone serves you chicken with feathers to it. Can you take the feathers off? So besides mitzad sugya barer, mitzad sugya grazes, but grazes because they're makel, mitzad barer, they say echnam yafimach mitzad ekloma barer, what about memachek? So they said the horse doesn't depend. If you know to serve it to your guests or the people at the table, you have to take it off. That's you have to serve it any other way. That's memachek. That's taking the feathers off the chicken. Even by yamitzad istiyah banovya memachek. If you can serve it, but stam, you know, it's better, you rather appreciate it not the way, then you might have the dinah machmet tavol abrocho. So you have to know who your clientele is exactly. If you have guests over, look, you have a bayah of a machek. You're smoothing out, making it look nicer. Take off the feathers to make the chicken look nicer. Fine, that's the second level. The third level is a case where you're doing it for eichel, and it's ready to be eaten, just nicely, making it look nicer. Now the words of the Mishnah Berurah is derechu liyapos lahachlik. The derech is to make it nicer and to smooth it out. What does that mean? What's the derech over there referring to? That is a mach metov lebracha. The Amor has a machmet al on food. So there is, the Chodshani wants a taina that means something that is a tikkun when you smooth it out. If there is no tikkun to it, there's no even machmet al. He says, for example, smooth out egg salad, smooth out liver, that's not machmir tavla bracha. There's no tikkun. It's not presenting something look nicer. That's not a problem. Maisa's form did not seem to understand mishmur that way. Chaimel is very clear not the way. The word mishmur is liyapos, lahaklik. The word liyapos, make it look nice. Therefore, the Baker's form seemed to say, anytime you want to take your tuna fish, or your egg salad, or your liver salad, anything, and smooth it out, make it look nice, or even your hummus, making the swirl, and serve it nicely, choyev amachmir tavla bracha. Now, the moin am lav daf in those amachmir tavla bracha, there can be two reasons. One is that the Tresol, Chayodim, and Kitzib never bring down the amachmir tavla bracha. They seem to ignore their amor. Void, it's only amachmir tavla bracha. We have not enough time trying to get them to do what it does say in Shulchan Aruch. For the Maisa, the Pekim, the Swam certainly do bring down, the Malak will bring down. There's the Inna Machmet Tavla Bracha, the Geir Ta'oichel, the Pan to serve Mitzvah being nice.
That's the scooper also, not just smoothing out
the thing. I'm not sure what to do with the scooper.
You're not doing it to eat, you're doing it to make it look nice.
You're making
a design.
To eat. What's to eat?
You don't mean making
a
design like a swirl.
No, swirl, and serve it. You take the chumash, you swirl around. So what? That's still a design. People appreciate it much more. Going to Mivos, it does for everybody. Why? It looks nice. And they don't really care about looking nice. That's what they do. Looks nicer.
Why is that true about a scooper?
No, because it really depends why you're scooping. I thought everybody wants a tiny to be scooping, it's time to get it out, so you have no interest.
No,
you make it, make one look nice before you have a bayah.
No one would take a big spoon and plop. It would come out like that.
Yeah, fine. The scuba should be the same thing, Machmet al Bracha. Yes, me, I think it should be the same side. I might say what all the caterers do. But also, fine. But the last level in the Geta Oichel is something that is no ticking at all, not liapolis, not it's time you want to fill up the place. You have your peanut butter sandwich you want to make, you want to smooth out every area, you have your butter you want to smooth out every area. Then the Maaseh says the Mishavua Ein Lahachmer Chal, no reason to be Machmer at all. So again, we have these four levels. When it's not L'Shem Oichel, Dereiso. When it's the case L'Shem Oichel, we have to Mesak in it, Derabonon. When it's the case it's make it look nice, liapolis, then the Locha is the Machmer Tavla Bracha. When it's time to fill up the area, then the Maaseh says Ein Lahachmer Chal. Now they do say when you put out on this food, let's say you have a tube over here to squeeze it out, to put it down, some of the places say mentioned earlier, squeezing it out, not in the chlagetim and machek. However, they say they have the design at the end of it, and you want the design, so the chol pach, the machmer tavla bracha, could be even worse. Could be in the case of kreisav over here, making the, giving it zero to it. If you, again, if you want to be nice, that's fine. Then you'll only left the machmer tavla bracha.
Yeah, but you said design.
So the different thing depends what you have. If it's making it look nice,
design,
it's if it's what?
Yeah, you know, the whipped cream is
the whipped cream itself has three other yisurins. Besides, I have noyla, megabe, three other yisurins. Sakamono, because it went from a liquid to a solid. I know that Orchid Shabbos is a miracle. We wrote him what about three yisurins. We wrote back to us. I'm not sure what he answered. Maisa, last from Asir, whipped cream stam
is like. Is there a problem of? Eating things
with a lot of butter or margarine on it in order to get on your lips, you need to have mimareach. No.
Because it just
kind of
getting clumped onto your mouth, is that why?
It's,
because you're not really
spooning
it on.
But I think it's this. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Now, there's one last case where food is because, let's say, a person on Yontif, he has fish, he wants to take off the scales. So on Shabbos, he wants to make fish, he can take the scales off the katkatim. So come along the Shmeresh Moyed, and points out, Lachur, just like we see taking off the feathers are a baya, taking off the scales should be the same problem. Echonami the Issa B'yashuv, Chod Shani, says taking off scales on Shabbos, or Yontif, Nichol Issa Mamachek, you can't do that on Yontif. Besides, they have Alba Tadda Sugya of Gezer and Kreitzer and Mafshet. Fine, next Sugya, the sixth Sugya, is a, what's brought down Simon Shinchov Gimel, is a right in the afternoon and Alpha, the Mar brings down the person who wants to have Kalim. So B'chol Kalim can be Chofin, Chutz Mikri Kesev Agargason. You can shine all kalim except for a silver kalim or gold kalim. Cannot shine them with this type of material over here. What's issur shining with this type of material? It says Rashi Mamachik. When you take this garrison and you rub around it, it smooths out the silver. And therefore, you have an issur over here of smoothing out the silver on Shabbos. Removes part of the kesev. It smooths out part of the kesev in those days. And they were practically says the Mishnah. What's an example? If you have a prima gold, let's say you have a knife. You want to sharpen your knife on Shabbos. He says, that's an example, that you're smoothing out the metal over here, that's Mimachek. That's why it's brought down Siman Rishon. And the Mishmur says Erev Shabbos, that's Kavod Shabbos, you have to sharpen your knives. It's one of the Svaras, because on Shabbos, even Issa the Raisa of sharpening your knife. Now, to make it practical, no one polishes their silver on Shabbos. Well, you have to know the Metzias if our polish takes off silver. But they do discuss steel wool. Can you clean a pot on Shabbos using steel wool? They come along the Issa of Shlomo Zalman, and he says steel wool is the cholopach, is this type of material. And therefore, when you clean up the pot, it'll take off part of the pot over here. And after a buffer makes some food, the pot is burnt, so you have to use steel wool. So the Ma'aseh of Abaya Mitzvah, this is so of Machek, brought down by the Erlitzian and the Bliyashiv. And newest form being down, Chodshani, Revivia being down to use steel wool on Shabbos, you have an Isser. Problem with Tamim Machek. So I'm getting a lot of faces over here. So Lachur, Baruch Hashem, I see Revivia also, not Revivia. Simcha Bonim, he says, he doesn't send a Metzias. He doesn't know what type of pots they're referring to. Lachur, our pots, you can take your steel wool and clean it, and it's not taking off any part of the metal from it. What? First of all, he says two things. First of all, number one, Lachura, they're just, you don't gain anything out of it, and the kingdom of there's no mila to befall. But Lachura is not a case of sick ratio. That means once in a while, over time, that marks to it. But it's not a case of sick ratio. You're not miscavin. There's no mila to it. The concern over here, you have no desire for it. So why the world should be asked using steel wool over here? But Yom Zilba says, why do you want to ask him to have the minig? We have no minig to ask him. He doesn't say why to ask him here. Chud Metzius, wise, using steel wool is very hard to understand. Where in the world, practically, really moving something, you tell me that you have certainly not been miscavin. Look, it's not a case of sick ratio. Why in the world to ask it over here? They do ask that you steel wool, which had two other sugyas. Mitzad is chito, and that he cannot use it. This is chito over here. And also discuss Mitzad the sugya of Umdechol, which the Bigma Bucho we discussed already earlier this week, what the get of Umdechol is exactly. In this halacha, the Kamal of Mishmur, and brings down the Maril, we all discuss it. You have glass. Can you use Shibol Shol, use something part of a fox tail of a fox, to go clean your schuchas, to give your glass some shine to it? So, Kamal of Mishmur, brings down Maril, you cannot shine your glass. You can't shine it over here. The way the Chayyadim explains the Issim inside the Sugya of Tircho, others bring down inside the Sugya of Nechol, but you cannot shine glass over here. The question is to shining glass, that means, for example, to stop and take any kli, any glass cup, can you wash it? Avadi can, it's not shining it. Can you use any special chemical, any special thing, Windex, to go clean on Shabbos, to go clean your glass? Use Windex. Now, the way that's swarming down, they say to use anything special that's made to shine. And now, I know people want to fact, like, what is Windex? They advertise on the box, on the can itself, that it's sparkling, it shines. Now, does it really shine or not? I'm not exactly sure, I don't think so. But at least in advertisement-wise, it shines. And therefore, those who want to feel the Mishabuah should be a bayah. You cannot use Windex on Shabbos. Now, whether that's been true or not, again, the study that was coming up from Mishabuah, that using something special to make it shine, you can. To clean them, I say you can. For example, they discuss, what about your glasses? Can you clean them, come along with the Swam, and say, Avad, you can take your napkin and tissue and clean on Shabbos. To use any special chemical to make it shine, to give it a special cleanliness to it, they bring down the Chodshani or for Shabbos, others bring down the Maestri, you cannot use it on Shabbos, which has the issue of shining. No, there's a reason why people spend money on these chemicals to
make your things cleaner.
Cleaner, you use soap. The reason why you use soap, and then they're using special things, the windows that can be clean, and then people use Windex to make it shine. Or, I don't know.
How can your glass be shiny? You want to be looking at
them. I thought Windex was to make it very clear.
Okay, again, that's why Windex has a little bit of a hard time practically what to go with.
Don't worry about the shine, you want to be able to see clearer.
The Swan is called a Taksham Yuad to cleaning glass. What's Taksham Yuad? When you come up with those words mean, that's what's usher. The seventh sugya is the halacha of Simchin Chavav, is the end of the sugya Rechitza. After washing yourself, discussing using to wash yourself using soap on Shabbos. Now, they can start discussing the Tzad Sugya of Neilat. We're going to. Yes, so that's just to clean it. That's something special. What? If you? Takshir. Takshir. The other thing is no problem. That should be water. Now, again, to use a bar of soap to go cleanse yourself. So, come with the Mishibu and it brings down from the Tereshis Yisrael. And their soap seems to be a little bit soft. And therefore, using it on Shabbos, you have Vayam Mitzad Sugya Memachik. You're smoothing it out. Now, they point out the swamp is manen, the Lahore, our soap is not what the Mishmur is referring to. Our soap is a bar soap that's very hard. the smoothness that was before and the same thing as afterwards is no difference, there's no tikkun over here. Now, pi cheshvan shvoy, maybe it should be mutter. However, the way it's brought down from Shlomo Zalman, harizek devom ha-mutram shnog bem iser. Once Mishbur brought down to our soul, and the Dorodor is everyone acid soap, we kept the Messiah of acid soap, but gam yishlom, why that is exactly so. And therefore, all this farming down, the ikku, we didn't, mice did not use bars of soap, but gam yishlom, you have to know why that's so. We don't use bars of soap. Now, for example, just to make it practical, besides the bar that you use in your sink, what about inside the toilet? You have the sabon asla, the toilet dispensers. You put the bar inside. Can you use that on Shabbos? So we discussed the chura, the three different sugars to analyze. One mitzvah, the suga of seveya. There could be the bar itself could be blue, it could be white. Come on, the place come in beikir haber achrim seif yimach mitzvah the suga of seveya. Make sure you get the white one. Mitzvah the suga of moilad reyach. The beik the place come want to be makel. Different far as why. Should not worry about moilad reyach. Now they discuss the suga mitzvah of machik. The water hits it. And therefore, it again, just like a bar of soap, it smooths it out. He also smooths it out. So here come along Ravos and others want to know that even if we want to assume it's also that selfish shloten, they want to know that the way it's happening is only an act of grum over here. A grum that's not really being coming to smooth it out. It's smoothed out by itself. It just stays inside the dispenser. Might there is no reason to be machmer. Come only Ravos ends up deciding maybe to be machmer. He's not sure why. While this one bring down the myself is for to be mutter. There's a grum and they're not really sure why to ask her. Atzal Hashem, Dain Fisher says, and it's brought down by the Ashev, he says, we machma on a bar of soap, we should machma on these, same thing, the toilet dispensers. What's the difference? Who the swar to just remakel is that the whole only reason why we machma on a bar of soap is because that's the minig. Otherwise, no swar to be machma. They say, once the machma, how can we differentiate between the two? But could be once the mice, we're not called watching machma even a bar of soap, the chura is weird, the makar, why the shivas, the mice that do have these bars inside and leave it there, and they do not seem to worry about it. And therefore, they don't seem to have this chash of having time to get on a machik. Again, that's the any bar that we have the same problem. That's the matzias. That's what comes out. Now that's the question here. Why are we asking any bars of soap?
What's the difference between the bar of soap and the other one? You can marry on your book.
You. You're smearing on the body. Here you're not smearing on your body. It's going in.
No, it's the hand soap. You take the bar.
You're washing it off. You're smearing it on. You're washing it off. Here you're no. Here you're on the body. Here you're washing it right off. No. It's like dabbing on is not a problem. Like it might come from where. Here you also not. The idea of a machi is smooth it out, not smoothing anything out. That's every. It's taking the bar going over one place over another. It's not the. You're not. Taking the same, you're not smoothing out the. It will come out of a bar with all the soap. You're not smoothing out the soap. You're not making it smooth. You're not coming to machik it.
So
come to use it.
So we get back to old child that made machik on the soap itself. Today we have another child. You're using it on your book. Give me soap in the water, this is what you're going to do. You use it to smear on your book. So it's in my other book. It's like yours.
That's to come to smooth out in the area. The one. Come and smooth out the whole ear to make it smooth a little bit over there. You don't want
to
glob over there. What?
The bar view, right?
You have this, what goes on top? There's a little. It's like a cream. It's like a cream they put on top. It's like. No, it's soap you wash off. You don't want anything smooth over there. I don't care what happens over there. I don't use it. I don't want it smooth. I want it to hit every area.
You want it smooth for 10 seconds. Then take it off.
Don't want it smooth.
And do you already want it smooth?
Yeah, I want the whole ear. No globs. You want the whole ear smoothed out. Like cream cheese. Okay.
No.
So Echlam, the place can speak out. That they do speak out. That the Mishmua says to fill up any mokum is motor by food. They dafka by food. The idea of not negating food. All cream, they say. Every time you have cream, any ointment you put it on for a four, you want to just get the whole area. You don't want it smooth. They say there's heter of filling up the areas, but you could only eat the food. Things are not food. There's no heter. Shmish or Shabbos says over that way. Shmish Shabbos says that. Yeah, because only machma tavla bracha. Therefore, when it's coming to fill up the area,
not
coming to machma.
Not by food.
Not by food. Well, machma, because that's what you're doing. The poil, the machma, you're smearing it out.
Why is the bar so granola?
I said besides for granola, that's what I myself.
But
you
said it was just no
hay
to be machma here, but shouldn't it be?
No. So in the toll dispenser, there's not granola only by grumo, which does not seem to be an issue.
So the things that were no hay. Yes, sir. The bar
itself.
It sounds like it should be totally
mutter
if it were not for the
fact
there were no
eggs. Nola itself has its kolom that you can get around. Depends on what the definition of nola is.
Okay.
Negeitel, that's a bar soap. Negeitel, a liquid soap. So already the Aruch HaShulchan in the Simon Shinichal Bob being down for a liquid soap. We know that three dargas. There's a solid, there's a semi-solid, there's a liquid. Liquid should not be a machek, and therefore it says it's mutter. The Benish Chai, the Kav HaChayim, Chayim Noam, Chayim Nish, all being down, the liquid soap should not be, should be mutter. Up his Torah, not shaykh to a machek. Kidua, there's a motion, Shuvan HaChayim Chel Galav. He writes that he saw soap and the bar soap is also. A liquid soap is not barley, but since it's nicker, then it makes bubbles. And we see there's some idea of a machek going on over here. Therefore, it's roy to be machmer. It's roy to be machmer, not to use liquid soap on Shabbos. Now, there's a big tumult among the Achren, what exactly Moshe means is nicker through bubbles. What does bubbles have to do with the case of a machik? What shaykh is over here? And the, just to say how we've done the fights in Votan with the Bible bomb, they asked him what's Pshan, his father, he said Tzarachin. He's not sure what his father meant. He wasn't sure what his father, why he asked it, what he means exactly. He says the most can only be a machik, only a case of a bar of soap. I'm sorry, liquid soap has bubbles to it. He says it's certainly not a case of water or oil. Those consistencies would not be a machmer. If it pours, the mice will be mutter. So the ma'aser, the what to go do to get liquid soap? There are numerous form who do bring down a ma'aser. However, as the Yashu says, when you read has a chew about this, Kribish chew is chelkal. If he starts off already, the Aruch Shulchan is meikel. Brings down the Kav HaChayim, brings down the Chayim No. He brings down the apple the sura ma'aser and tzarachin upon the ma'aser. The kfar etiu is a dover. It's ready. It's motor. From Aruch Shulchan onwards, ready 200 years ago, already was motor. It's motor even today. And therefore, you know, ma'aser has roi la'achmer. The anhoga certainly is to be meikel. Now, there are those who follow Moshe more in America, they like being machmer. If you want to be machmer, the swarm say, what should you do? You should dilute the your soap over here.
So
and therefore, what?
The
that's a slight issue over here. Well, Michael, Simcha Bonim, and a Vosner, and Mr. Kirella said, come along and say that you should dilute it. Now, you can dilute it on Shabbos Lechura, make it into a looser consistency. I come to Kitzel Shabbos and Pose and says, you're right, what do you gain? Circle, circle, the bubbles over here. Well, they really try to answer back and explain to you what Moshe means by bubbles, then we'll say how to answer you. But no one's clear what Moshe means by the idea of bubbles. Therefore, the Hanhogi is, as Swami say, dilute it, and then you can use it on Shabbos. Cool to everybody. Now, another case of soap is soap for your teeth, what they call toothpaste. Can you use toothpaste on Shabbos? So, we already mentioned this week that there are, well, Moshe is very simple. You can brush your teeth on Shabbos, you have five things. Number one, he says, instead of using a toothpaste, you cannot do that on Shabbos for machik. You're rubbing it out, the mice is also. He says, brush teeth, that toothpaste. Number two, he says, don't use water. Number three, he says, the same toothbrush you can use. Of Nichol, have a toothbrush for Shabbos. Number four, he says, you have to make sure when you brush your teeth, there won't be a sick ratio for your gums to bleed. You have Vayamasad Sugi of Chavolo. And number five, he says, that after you brush your teeth, you cannot put it underneath water. Why? Because the Issa Vachono, they bring it for the next time. Those are five things. Once you follow five things, then you brush your teeth. Basically, what you do is if you want to brush teeth on Shabbos, Kosher Innovations, you go to the swamp store in Meir Shalom. He sells toothbrushes and toothpaste by Kosher Innovations. Over there, what they have is a liquid toothpaste. And they also have a toothbrush from Yuchav Shabbos, which also is a rubber to it, and nobody has schit over there. And then we can put this liquid on this rubber and go use some Shabbos before it takes care of all these five problems, except just make sure you don't wash it off afterwards. That's it's a mimachik.
You don't want it. You don't want it on. You wash it right off.
So if you're smearing on, you and then you see you wash it off, so it's okay.
Over here, when you smear it on, it's like meaning.
Yes, it was the salt in between. I can't think of
anything
better.
Can you
get teeth? Can you hide your teeth?
The Maaser of Chaim Noach and Bi'oimah says, Mamash is just tying what you're saying. They tie, they write, and Chora, they don't say why bars of soap are also. And the Bi'oimah might say, make on bars of soap as man as that. So the same thing by toothpaste. It could be, again, they don't really discuss it, could be the same idea, just so we have, once they have this chumra over in the gate, the soap, they don't really seem to answer this question, they also ask it by toothpaste. Moshe just left it as is without really explaining why that's so. But the mice again, we ask the soap, so it seems to ask the toothpaste also.
What about hand sanitizer?
What about it?
It's a
liquid, right?
Mostly, yeah.
It's a liquid, then it shouldn't be a problem.
It's
a gel?
Gel, yeah.
Is it a pour, or is it?
It's sweet.
Okay, you have a cup. Would it pour out or a plop out?
Pour out.
The pour and then the liquid.
That's together? If it pours out of the
usually that's how the person would say it over.
So like a body wash also would be the same thing?
If it pours out? Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know what the body wash is, but if it pours out.
Hand cream, yeah.
Hand cream? No, you will plop. You have a cup of plop out. Most likely. Depends on the kind of liquid. A liquid is supposed to be. If it pours, a liquid is something that pours. The Chadash gives the get and the get to give lush. But the pour is pour versus plopping. We do have one, yes. You can dilute it and make it pour out, yeah. The eighth sugar is really the sugar coming from the sugar of our four on Shabbos. So, make it first practical. Take one case. Putting a child, let's say he has a rash, he after wearing a diaper for a while, didn't change it because you were charged. For whatever reason you have it, the kid has a rash. So the question is, can you put these creams on the kid on Shabbos? So, first, Negev, there's always two sugars. By now everyone knows there are two sugars on the four on Shabbos. Mitzad the four Shabbos, and Mitzad the Memachek. I mean, numerous times in Shinchov Ches, we discussed the Indian of shmering things on without getting involved in the idea of the Issev Memachek. But they're always putting on any ointments that two separate problems on Shabbos. Problem Mitzad the sugar of four, Mitzad the sugar of Memachek. Negev to four really depends. If the kid's time has a little mechush, there's a little bit red over there, it doesn't bother him, he's not crying, he's fine. You cannot put in anything on top of him, Mitzad the sugar over four. Nothing is allowed as mutter. So we're discussing right now when he's red, he's crying, it bothers him. So a child, the Ramo brings down in Sif Yud Zayin, Shin Chav Ches, has a get of Chalish Ein Beisakano. The Loch of a Chalish Ein Beisakano, we pass on the third Shita, he can do a Rabbanon B'Shinoi. That's what you're passing. It has to be a Rabbanon B'Shinoi. If you cannot do a Rabbanon B'Shinoi, then come along Shom Zalman and says, can you Shina on the Raisa? Why? With Semichon on the grass, Yilad Ovid, Chaim Noah, and Leital and others. Fine. That's first the negate sugar four. Now, what to do practically negate the kid who has a rash? They say over how the swarm seems to make levels out of it. Say over how simple bottom rice in two different swarm. What to go do practically? Number one, first he says, let's say kid has a rash, you know, before Shabbos. He says very simple, take a diaper before Shabbos, put destin in the diaper, and then put it inside a bag, or keep it there inside. Therefore, mitzad a sugar memachek, you took care of. Mitzad a sugar of four. Putting it on with cream on it, l'chuz shini on the rabbanon should not be a problem at all. Right? The isra sugas rabbanon, but shini no problem. That's the first level.
Even if the kid's not crying,
then the mechush should put no. They shouldn't do it. That's before. That's before. It's a bad time before. Right now, a kid who's a chuz shini by zekana, it doesn't have to be crying. That's be bothering him. Next thing is. I'm just making the best thing to go do. He makes levels. I'm making the first, second, third. Just make it easier. It could be laughing at the mutter. Better take it not get involved in machik at all. Don't do a machik. Second thing is, you find out this case is on Shabbos. He says, go get make sure you should have a liquid desitin or liquid cream that takes care of a rash. Therefore, you take care of a machik. What do? You take it with your pinky, or you take it with the liquid over here. You take it and put it on a stick, and you put it on the kid. You have to do b'shino mitarefuah. Shino under Rabban Lamaisa b'motor. Mitzad memachek, you took care of it. The third thing is, let's say you cannot get liquid. You only have something that is more of a salad. He says, make sure the salad is a solid only the Rabban. That's mixes of only a little bit over here. So if it mixes of only a little bit thick, so it's a case of the rabbanon, then you put on machinery. If you put on machinery, what does that mean? Again, very simple, you take this, let's say, this type of cream that's only a level that's like shemen all over here, you put on machinery, you took care of a machik, you did a shina on a malacha, and you also did a shina for a fool, also be mutter. Now, exactly how to go put it on, someone say to take it and to go dab it on. Now, to dab it on, l'chu yev b'ayam itan esrigyo, it's the rabbanon of shemi merech. Now, the question over here, can you dab on, let's say Destin's Rabbanon, let's assume Destin's Rabbanon, can you dab on Destin? Now, Rabbi Yat says the Maisi can't have two separate reasons. He says, first of all, he says there's no Isser Rabbanon on dabbing things on. He says it puts two things upside, not two different reasons, two reasons together. Number one, he says, the Isla Nir is only on the rice and not Rabbanon. And number two, he says Destin is Rabbanon. So he says, take Destin and dab it on, Mabaya. Simcha Bottom says the Maisi can dab it on. Why? Because he holds Islam Niyach is even on the Rabbanon, and he holds Destin as a God of the Raisa. So he holds the kin Lechor Dabbanon by Destin. Again, all the Destin that's the level of the Raisa. You want to tell me the two ones is the Rabbanon, Lechor you put on machinery. So again, What?
I mean, just, you know, like 0, 0, a month and time a month.
Could we do it?
Whole thing's only 0, 0.
We have to do a shina and do a problem. You need a shina over here. Do we ever have the hetter? You don't shoot a club class. You ever see the hetter anywhere? I didn't see the hetter anywhere. No, these are both together. Heel is dabbing on. There's no Islandia when it's drop on. If you're destined to write him, Islandia.
Yeah. Even if that was on, still dabbing.
No, that's, how do you put up that? You dab it and then you smear it.
I don't know what you mean by dabbing. It's like you're taking the tube and you're like dabbing from the tube onto the kid.
Right, that's dabbing onto the kid. How can you do that? Can you dab it on Shabbos? The mice in the swarm say the right simple bottom being down, you should not dab. The mice, you have no head to. Before you're supposed to take the tube and squeeze it, let it drop down on the kid. On the diaper. You're supposed to squeeze and let it drop down. Why, that's a shinoi. All the way to dab, of course, is not nichol get of shinoi. Dab not shinoi. I do that during the week, I dab it.
It's fun telling how you do it, how you're knowing to do it?
No, people, it's not strange. You have a tube, what do? You put it
here. You take the tube, you put
it
on your finger.
I don't want my finger, I'm going to put my finger and put it on it. That's how the tube do. Why do you make my finger all dirty? I'm out. What am I doing? Shmuley, what do you do? Right? You tie it with the tube. Take the tube. Right. No, you get it. Most people now have the tube ones. Echadami, you have the finger ones. That's what you have to go do. But then you smear it on. No, but that's not also what shmuley is. The starting point is by dabbing. Right?
So
that's
normally
the
idea like a
shmuley. No, it's not a shmuley. So again, the next thing is a level drop. You have to do a shmuley. The question is, how do you do a shmuley? Some scholars say dab it on the chur. I don't say how to dab it on the chur. The idea is you have to drop it on. Drop it on the nichol get of shino, the big nafal chadnish. That way, that dropping on is nichol get of shino. Now, if you even want, simple one saver, you switch to the next saver, he'll dropping on is nichol get of shino. Otherwise, next thing is, let's say you have to use a case of destin that's deraisa. What to go do in that case? Again, same thing. We say that the b'mok matzarech, what to go do? You can do a shino on a deraisa. Therefore, first, the two things. First, what do you go do if you want to? You have destin and you want to put it on. So we already have the chayim no, the mishbur being down, that you cannot do a deraisa, you can do an act of drabonim. So just placing it on is a drabonim. Shmiring is a deraisa. So the mishbur being down, the chayodim that says if you cannot do a deraisa, you cannot do a shin drabonim, do a regular drabonim. Just do it dabbing it on. Again, mishbur's case is dabbed by medicine. Shmir Shabbat said it can be shamach even not by medicine, by the case of machik. Next level, the fifth level, is what to smear it on. That, if you have to smear it on the kid for whatever reason, I'm not sure why, before you just put it on, but the diaper on will smear out naturally, come out by itself. But if you have to smear it on, then we have a Shlomo Zalman says, you can do a shina on a deraisa. That means this is the five levels we should do. First, appear before Shabbos. You cannot do it before Shabbos. Make sure you have a case over here of a liquid. If you don't have a liquid, then make sure it's your bottom. It's not your bottom. Make sure it's your deraisa and dab it on. Cannot make sure it's your deraisa and dab it on, then do it, even smear it on for the case of a shinui. Those are just practically what came out in the sugya of a machik and refuah together. Just to end off with two cases, one shaila I saw recently is, can you blow bubbles on Shabbos? Is that machik? Because you're smoothing it out and making a very nice shape over here, blowing a bubble on Shabbos.
Is it nailed?
So I, what?
Is it
nailed? Why is it nailed for?
Making bubbles.
That's a liquid and a solid, it's not making it, just making a different shape to it. It's not liquid and solid. Or vice versa. Oh. Now, come along with Rabbi Yehuda, he brings down also beside the sugya makir patish, which I'm not sure you make go back and forth. Maisa same time chaim yeser b'zil orbach. He says the maisa is for its also. He says we let kids do it because there's a lot of siman shimem gimel. The mishbura says that kids for their own tzrachim they can do what they want, but someone find the rashbo. But adults, he says, it's a malachik. By liquid soap is what?
Bubbles.
He means bubbles like that to blow.
Not bubbles from the bubble.
No, chew gum. Sorry. Can you blow? I meant chew. Can your person chew gum and blow bubbles? So Maisa, but you Obak first says Maisa, what's not meaning for gadol anyway? You can call they don't do it. That's not their heritage. Not maybe the other. But says, but chutz means that it's a mamachik over here. That's one thing. Blowing gum bubbles is a bayam it's a mamachik. Another thing that's because you have silver foil and you want to smooth it out. Is that a machik? You're not doing mitzad achil shabbat. You're doing mitzad. Not the whole use. No. No. Again, that's in the gate to oichud. You plan to use it. You take gum, food, not for food. It's also here. You're doing it mitzad making a bubble. It's not a filo. That's the chura. Like the bishop who said the case. There is over here. Now.
In another case, you can take silverfoil and smooth it out. So come along the falcon, the tiny, the whole idea of smoothing things is when you have one glob, one thing, and you're smoothing it out. Silverfoil, but FM is a bunch of things. Let's say it's being folded together, it's being smashed together. He says, for example, you have clothing smashed together. Can you fold out your beggar? Is that nechum amachek? No, because Be'etzim it's just being clumped together, you're pushing, separating it. When you have a dough, it's all one entity, and you're smoothing it out, that's the idea of a machek. However, taking something that Be'etzim is clearly different, just being pushed together, and undoing what's pushed together, there's no issur of smoothing out silver foil on Shabbos.
Unless you learn Ashikachu?
Unless you learn, yeah.
I hear
the aura.
No,
fine, Be'ez Hashem, on the next couple days, Chazorah, and Monday will be a b'chin over here, B'roiv Am HaDus Galus. Right now, it looks like I'm a little bit torrid. I have a daughter in the hospital, two kids in the city. And my stress coming.
That really came